Blog Talk Radio.
Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated, excited, and influenced. Why? It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia. And now, here to motivate, excite, and influence you, Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. So excited to have all of my listeners tuning in. You know we have phenomenal shows lined up for you. We're just excited to have you joining us every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, broadcasted from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard all across the world wide web. Hello to all of our listeners that are checking us out from Facebook and from Twitter and from MySpace and from 14 other blogs across the world wide web. And, of course, our listeners tuning in from Stellar Award-winning iShoutForJoy.com. We certainly can't leave you out. Listen, today's show is phenomenal. It is off the chain. You know that I like to bring inspirational and motivational shows because the goal of the show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And we're kicking off the top of the hour with one of my influential women in ministry segments. It is one of the most popular segments for the show. We have featured Dr. Cindy Trim, Dr. Medina Pulling, Chief Apostle Olive Brown, oh my goodness, Co-Pastor Susie Owens, most recently Dr. Dee Dee Freeman, and today we have a special guest hanging out with us in the virtual studio. I'm going to bring her to the mic shortly. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I have the high honor of having Lady Wasiola Evans in our Influential Women in Ministry Spotlight. I'm going to be bringing her to the mic momentarily. Listen, to stay up to date with the show, you want to make sure you join my email list. Yeah, do that. Go to charvette.com, and it's real easy to join there. Oh, and make sure you follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/charvette. And, of course, connect with me on Facebook, facebook.com/charvette. That. All right, so again, influential women in ministry. I love to spotlight women that I think are doing dynamic things in ministry, and certainly my guest here today is right in that list. She's a strong black woman who believes in the transforming and sustaining power of God. She's the founder and visionary of SWAT Team Ministries, Sisters with Anointed Testimonies, and she's the wife of the late Apostle Robert Evans, Jr. He was the chief apostle of End Time World Christian Fellowship Association and presiding prelate of the Beth-El Churches of Christ, Incorporated. Certainly a tremendous man who reached so many, who had such an impact on many leaders in ministry, and certainly God has placed a special anointing on his wife. I really see her as a Coretta Scott King in Christendom. And coming to the mic right now is Lady Wasiola Evans. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Sister Mitchell. I'm glad to be here with you and your listeners.
Oh, we are so glad to have you. And again, count it certainly as an honor and a privilege. And so I really want to talk a little bit about you to help our listeners learn a little bit more about you. As far back as you can remember, how did ministry start for you?
Well, I started working in the house of God at the age of 8 years old, and I just loved God from the very beginning. Mm-hmm. I had not known of the Apostolic Church until one day my aunt took us there, and I fell in love with the Lord. I sang, I prayed, I was in Sunday school, I cleaned the church, whatever it took for me to be in the house of God, that's what I did at the age of 8 years old, and I've been there since, I'm 58 now, and I've been there 50 years.
Oh, my goodness, and looking fabulous and phenomenal. Don't look a day over 38.
Well, thank you.
So certainly as your ministry, as you grew in ministry and you met your husband, did you ever think that you would be a first lady? You would be, you know, did you ever have that in your mind?
Well, when I met Bishop Evans, I was 13 years old, so that's quite young.
Yeah.
But being rooted and grounded there in the Apostolic Church, we always did a lot of praying, a lot of seeking God for everything. So very early on, the Lord had revealed to me that we would be helpmeets one to the other. And at the age of 19, we married. And 3 months after we were married, he became the pastor of what was then the Highway Church of Christ.
Okay.
And we started pastoring then and did so for 28 and a half years.
My goodness. So you certainly can share a whole lot about ministry. We have a lot of ladies that listen that are in ministry, and certainly I'd love to hear your advice for women that are in ministry. And it can be any capacity, perhaps a preaching ministry or any kind of capacity. What advice do you give to women that are working in ministry?
The first thing I usually tell them, because I do mentor a lot of women that are in ministry,
yes,
whether they're in the preaching or teaching ministry or just working in ministry alongside their husbands who are the preacher or teacher, I always tell them to maintain your own identity and your own walk with God. Make sure that he's your God as well as your husband's God, because you are going to be a vessel that God uses separately and corporately with your husband. And it's very important that you maintain who you are. I give you a perfect example as I walked beside my husband for 28 and a half years. And when he left, many people would say, you know, I don't know what's going to happen to her. But my husband encouraged me at the infancy of our marriage to always know God for myself. And that is what has sustained me over these 10 years, knowing God for myself. And then if your husband is a pastor, or if he's a person that God has called out to lead people, don't be selfish with that. You have to come to terms whether you're going to be a blessing or a curse to his ministry. And then you have to make sure that you are rooted and grounded in what God is telling him, and that you share his vision, and that you work beside him so that his labor will be fruitful.
Phenomenal. And that's actually good advice for any married woman or any woman that's thinking about being married. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely.
Wow. Do you think that marriages, what is the problem with marriages today? Why are people struggling so much in the church and out of the church with sustaining a marriage, a good marriage?
I really think that people don't really know what marriage is all about. A lot of people get into marriage for a lot of wrong reasons.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of women in the black church, I was reading an article about why there are so many single women in the black church, and it's because they say that the black woman in the church, her standards are too high. And I was very glad to hear that.
Yeah.
I was very glad to hear it because her standards should be high. But in saying that, there are some women that will settle for anything and anybody. And when they get at home and they see that it's not what they really want, or they can't make it what they want, then they and the spouse, they're unhappy. And they begin to have turmoil in the church. The worst thing a church can have is discontented or unhappy single women.
Yeah.
Unhappy married couples. It destroys ministry.
My goodness. Tips there for pastors. Great tips there. And so let's talk about SWAT, because this is right in line. Sisters with Anointed Testimonies. Tell us about that.
In 2002, the Lord gave me a word to say that I should strengthen that which remains. And he took me to the book of Revelations, where it says, we're overcome by the words of their testimony. And he gave to me, at my kitchen table with two of my best friends, he gave to me the vision for the SWAT team ministries. And we're women, we don't have a brick and mortar facility, but we've come and together that we might be a blessing to the local churches, so that those women that I was just talking about,
yes,
that are dysfunctional because they are unhappy virtually with themselves, and then they make everybody around them feel uncomfortable because they're not satisfied in the situation that God has placed them for this time and this season. So we go, we have revivals, we have, I've just launched a network called Women's Economic Empowerment Network.
Oh.
And these are women entrepreneurs that are in businesses They're opening up businesses or want to know more about opening businesses, and we're networking them with people that can help them and be a blessing to catapult their ministries and their businesses into a new arena.
Wow, so not just the spiritual, but really practical and economical impact.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we'll be in your area in October.
Oh, so you got to tell us the details coming to the capital city.
Yes, we're going to be, now this is embarrassing because Pastor Norwood has not gotten back to me, but I know that we're going to be good. We're going to be at Pastor Linda Norwood's, and she's there in Richmond, and it's going to be the 13th, 14th, and 15th of October. And I'll make sure you have that information for your listeners in plenty of time for them to come and be blessed.
Absolutely. And listeners, certainly you know how to use Facebook. So SWAT Team Ministries has a Facebook page. I looked it up. So certainly look it up, click like, and you can keep up to date with any of the announcements and events that are coming. So certainly Richmond, Virginia, we want to support and be a part of this. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. So excited to have all of our listeners tuning in from all across the World Wide Web. Hello to those that are hanging out in the chat room, those that are on the phone lines, and certainly those that are listening from Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, and iShoutForJoy.com. We're glad to have you. We are in our segment, Influential Women in Ministry, and I have the high honor of having Lady Wasiola Evans on the show with us today, and we're just getting to learn a little bit more about her. And so let's talk a little bit more about successful living. A lot of people want, you know, to talk about purpose-driven living, lifestyles, and I think the average person just wants to know, you know, how do I have a successful, happy life, you know, male or female? What tips do you give to people for living successful life?
I first tell them, be true to your God and then be true to yourself. A lot of times we live our lives through other people's eyes, and that's not the truth of who you are. And that also causes us to live in a world that we did not create for ourselves. And I think you just have to be true to yourself, and you will live a happy and triumphant life. Because out of our mouth, the Word of God says that we are creative beings, and the words that we speak become life.
Yes.
And if we as a people would begin to speak more positivity over our own lives, we can take the time to applaud other people, but how many times do we take and applaud ourselves and our own achievements? I've recently gone back to school because that's something I've always wanted to do.
Oh, and congrats.
Yes, the Lord has given me mentors and given me people to keep me encouraged along the way. And it's a blessing because at 58 years old, when people see me in school, I mean the professors and everybody else, you know, they're being blessed.
Yeah.
So, you know, I always want to be the first forerunner to say that, you know, I thank God for the energy to do it.
Yes. The energy. Yes.
The energy.
And you have mentioned the word mentored twice here. And so how important is it for, I'm going to say women, let's start with women in particular, to have mentors? And sometimes people say, well, this person, this famous person is my mentor, and this person is my mentor, but they, you know, they never actually meet the person. They just read their book or what have you. How important are mentors in our lives?
They are very important. I take the Elijah and Elisha story, and I use it. I take the Ruth and Naomi story, and I use it as a part of my life story. I use it as a part of my teaching and preaching ministry because I believe that every person needs somebody that they can take under their wing and mentor them and release some anointing to them for the rest of their lives. I've had mentors such as the Apostle Joan Sanders and co-pastor Susie Owens and First Lady Peggy Moles. And then you have role models also. You have Apostle Olive Brown.
Yeah.
I have Dr. Carolyn Showell, Pastor Liza Hickman. You know, all these people, and of course my mama who has gone on to be with the Lord, a strong black woman, didn't have much education. She had limited resources, but she brought her children up in the fear and admonition of God.
Wow. And then what about us being mentors? What are the responsibility that's on our head?
I'm going to tell you. Yeah. My husband used to have a saying, and it was, we give to receive that we might be able to give again.
Okay.
And he said that during offering, but he also said it in a life-giving kind of atmosphere and in his teaching, because we receive from other people things that we are charged to give to people to help them to grow. For instance, you may have something that you think is just mediocre, just some advice that's mediocre to you.
Right.
But by the time it gets to me, it's going to change and transform my life because I've never heard it that way before.
Wow.
I believe that everybody has a certain population that must hear the sound of their voice, their testimony, their song, and that population of people will be released in their spirit to go where they need to go, whether it's economically or spiritually, because they've heard the sound of that person's voice that's been assigned to them.
All right, listeners, that is our charge. That is our charge. And I don't want to leave out that you are a psalmist. And so certainly, and that was could we say that was your first ministry?
That was my first ministry. I'm not saying that's my best ministry, but I believe that you use everything God gives you.
Yes.
So, you know, I can carry a little tune. My husband, he was very nice to me and let me be on some of his recordings.
Yes.
So, you know, that's been a while ago.
And certainly, yes, certainly he was musically inclined and
absolutely
operatic voice, if I'm saying that correctly, and so all
yes.
of that. And so when did you know that you had the call to the preaching and teaching ministry? Because a lot of times people that are singers or psalmists, a lot of times that's a gateway to another level in ministry. Did you have any struggle? Did you know clearly, like, okay, I know I'm going to be preaching and teaching eventually?
I knew that I would be, but at the time that my husband was living, I did maybe First Lady's Days and teaching kind of ministry. Since he's gone, I've preached more because I believe that, you know, my first ministry was to help him build ministry, and that's what I spent most of my time doing. I spent those 28 and a half years walking by his side and making sure that he had what he needed to do what he needed to do, and that was to advance the kingdom. And I believe that, you know, I was the servant to God's servant, and that's why God is blessing me now.
Outstanding, outstanding, outstanding. Well, we certainly applaud you and salute you in this Influential Women in the Ministry segment. And listeners, guess what? You have an opportunity to hear First Lady Wafiola Evans. She's coming to the capital city of Richmond, Virginia on Sunday, September 12th. She will be with Pastor Marvin Brown, 40th birthday celebration service. Certainly you want to join Christ Worship Center, ICM, in that celebration. That's 5 p.m. service, and they're located at 3101 Hull Street Road, again, in the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. That's Christ Worship Center, a birthday celebration for Pastor Marvin Brown. Woohoo! 40, the big 4-0. And the 10 o'clock special guest is co-pastor Felicia Dixon. She's been on the show before as well, so certainly support. But at 5 p.m. service, you will be able to hear Lady Wafiola Evans. So we're excited to have you come into the capital city in September and in October. How about that?
Yes. I'm excited to come. I always have a God time when I come there, and you all know how to praise God. So I'm looking forward to God to have an awesome move during that time and that season for both months. I'm just looking for him to do it.
All right, and we are looking for it as well. So as we wrap up, I know your time is precious. The goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence, and we would like to know what motivates you.
I'm motivated by challenges. Challenges motivate me. When I see that there are needs that are not met, I'm challenged in my spirit to try to find a resource or a solution to those situations. And it's basically in the black church because that's where God's called me to. I see there are so many needs, single parents, women needing mentors, needing guidance, married couples that are struggling, all those things. you know, are in my spirit, and these are the things that motivate me and keep me going and allows me to know that my time is not finished here because there's so much work to be done. And as I'm working, I am training others to work with me as I'm going to do what God's called me to do, because I do believe, as I said before, that Ruth and Naomi thing has to go around and around.
Yeah.
Naomi encouraged Ruth to know her God, and when Naomi was at her lowest point, Ruth turned around and encouraged her. So that's what I want. I want people to be encouraged and empowered so that we can take the world back from the enemy, that we might be able to do what God's called us to do, to expand the kingdom, enlarge the kingdom, one soul at a time. But we have to do it in our own little spaces, and we have to be taught how to do it.
Outstanding, outstanding, outstanding. I know we had, I had an interview last week with a panel of men, and one of the gentlemen was saying that he went to his church would go to a prison ministry type setting or detention home type setting, and he said it just seemed like the, you know, the kids weren't getting it, or they weren't really involved. And so he said to the other panelists, well, you know, what do you do? How do you stay encouraged? How do you, you know, what if it's just one that, you know, receives it? And the other panelist said, you go for the one over and over and over. Even if it's just one out of 20, you keep going for that one.
That's right. That's right. Because that one will become two, and that two will become four. Oh, yeah. You never are discouraged, because the enemy puts discouragement in the airways. That's his job.
Yes.
But it's our job to speak the positivity and speak the word of God over those negative situations and have it to become what God says it shall become.
All right. Listeners, I think you need to give my guest a big round of applause. Influential Women in Ministry, Lady Wafiola Evans, so excited and glad to have you on the show, and we look forward to seeing you in the capital city of Richmond, Virginia.
Thank you so much, Sister Mitchell. It will be my pleasure, and it's been my pleasure to be with you today.
Oh, thank you. It's been my honor. All right, listeners, you want to hang out right there? We're going to go to a quick commercial break, and we'll be back.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this. Industry Buzz with 3Gs.com. Join in today on the movement to bring integrity back to media. With one click of a button, you can disseminate your information right from Industry Buzz to all your favorite social sites like Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, and to your email contact. Maximize your vision today. Plus, get the latest news, entertainment, and media. Need fashion or makeup tips? Looking for a job? Connect with us today. Want to connect with other business visionaries? Connect with us today. This site is for everyone, from teens to music lovers, from businessmen and women, industry professionals, and performers. As a member of Industry Buzz with 3Gs, you'll gain help promoting your vision. Industry Buzz with 3Gs will expose, expand, and keep your fan base up to date with all your happenings. Members also receive free or discounted perks from various sponsored companies. So join the social network. Expand and stabilize your business. Connect with like-minded individuals. Need an artist to minister at your upcoming event? Look on Industry Buzz. Have a voice and submit your article to our e-magazine. Industry Buzz with 3Gs is the place to globalize your vision. Establish it today. Be heard. It's all on IndustryBuzzWith3Gs.com.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answered no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.Mitchell-Productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
What's up, fam? This is your boy, Sean Harden, and you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Keep it locked.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? If you did the unexpected? Would you feel scared? Proud? Relieved? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Or assisting an entrepreneur in Ukraine to launch her small business or creating a support group in Malawi for children orphaned by AIDS? What if you established your own path, one that others might follow? Would you rather make your own way or spend your life saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580. Or go to peacecorps.gov.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading author, gospel artist, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right, all right, all right. Welcome back, listeners. Thank you so much for checking out the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. That's right here every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I know you just enjoyed the first segment of Influential Women in Ministry featuring Lady Wasiola Evans, and I should mention Elder Wasiola Evans. Certainly want to give her honor there. And I am telling you, we are just excited to have you joining us. We're going to keep this train moving. We have another special guest that will be stopping by the virtual studio. I want to remind you, hey, catch me on Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette. Check me out on Twitter. You got to follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette. I'll follow you back, too. I'll follow you back, I promise. Oh, and if you have an iPhone or an iPod, you can also pick up the show, a free download on your iPod. All you have to do is go to iTunes, the iTunes store, and put in Charvette, and it's a free download, and you can get that and, you know, make it easy to listen to. You might be walking, or you might have to take the kids to a football game or something like that, and you want to have your iPod with you. You can check out the show there. Don't you just love modern technology? Yes, 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 so do I. So, listen, we're going to keep it moving. I want you to hear this song from a new artist, Sharon Clark. It's called Don't Give Up. We'll be back.
Feeling down, I need that you are my friend. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, boys and girls, you join the praise party in progress, coming to you live and direct from Southeast DC. The Bible says it is a good thing to give praise unto the name of the Lord, and to sing praise unto his name, O Most High. I want you to put those hands together. Come on, come on, come on. In the party, come through with Thanksgiving, with the praise in your mouth for this life you're living. Nah, shawty, none of that, no Bacardi, no Remy, but the spirit's in the room to make you shake your shimmy. Born again and no more sin, ain't got the king's dominion. Globe trotting with this gospel like a metal off limit. Bags packed, picture that from the very beginning. Revolutionary worshiper, call me John Lennon. Yep.
Hey y'all, won't you ride with me?
Hey.
Rolling up, we in VIP.
Everybody now,
The first one again, Sharon Clark, Don't Give Up. The next one, new artist from Richmond, from the capital city, Judah, and that's called Praise Party. I know you hear that go-go beat. Mm-hmm. Now, D.C. people, I know you feeling that. So we're really excited. We've had Judah on the show before, so big shout-out to him. His CD is coming out very shortly, but that's a single, Praise Party. You got to check it out. All right, listeners, again, thanks so much for tuning in to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We're moving in to our second segment. I'm going to the virtual studio right now to bring on my next guest. Excited to have Harriet Roberson joining the show. Harriet, are you
on
the line?
Hey there. I'm on the line. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for stopping by the virtual studio.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me. I really appreciate that. I was very honored to get the invitation, and I, you know, I've listened to your show before, and I'm always impressed by you anyway.
Oh, thank you so much.
It's an honor for me to be here.
Oh, no problem at all. And I got to tell my listeners, Harriet is an author. She's a life coach, motivational and conference speaker. She hosts a monthly non-denominational multicultural Christian
yes.
women's group. Oh, my God, it's just ministering to the diverse needs of single and married women. Her and her
exactly.
lovely husband, Anthony, are certified marriage workshop facilitators, and they host a monthly citywide marriage fellowship. And just
doing so many dynamic things, extensive background in journalism, public relations, marketing, and she's the CEO of Roberson International. And so we're glad to spotlight Harriet
Roberson. Sounds tired, don't I?
You're doing a lot. That's a good thing.
That sounds like I should be really tired, but God is good. God is good. Yes, he is.
He helps you to keep it moving. And so
He really does. It's amazing. Yeah. Sometimes whenever I hear, when someone's reading, or talking about the things we do, and it's just amazing how God just gives you the strength and the ability to take care of the things that you need to do, especially when you're building a kingdom. I love it.
Absolutely. Well, we want to learn a little more about you. Certainly tell our listeners about Roberson International, because I know you do a lot of things. Talk a little bit about your company.
Right. Well, Roberson International, it's funny because it was actually formed even before I started doing anything. That's what's so amazing, that God had given me the vision for Roberson International probably a good maybe 15, 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I was like, international? What are you talking about, Lord? International? I'm just a little girl here from Richmond, and, And so as we started moving along in business and ministry, it was just amazing how the Lord brought that actual international, to fruition. And so we do a little bit of everything in the business part of it. We do Spanish classes. We have a foreign language institute, and we do teach Spanish at academies, for youth academies. We do summer programs, interpretation for different businesses. And we, right now, because so many of the companies are turning to Hispanic workers, we do a lot of that with even redoing their workbooks and things like that. And so it's just amazing how the Lord has even blessed even within that business of the foreign language institute. And then we just have so many different things we do. It's just amazing how the Lord just, keeps bringing things to us.
Yeah.
We have a promotional company. We promote a lot of different people who have books and ministries, things like that. One of the projects we're working on now, of course, you may know, is with Dr. Jamal Bryant.
Yes.
And so our company is also sponsoring his World War Me Tour, sponsoring and hosting his World War Me Tour. So we're all over the country with that, marketing that particular ministry. And so, like I said, it's amazing. It really is.
It is amazing.
Really,
and you've done
amazing.
A great job with Dr. Jamal Bryant's World War Me Tour. I've had him on the show earlier in the year to talk about the book. It's a great book. And
it really
the tour
is.
Has been really, really great. I had a chance to hear him in Richmond and in Petersburg. And I know you've been all everywhere with that. So congrats to that. So let's talk about the first Thursday. So you have a phenomenal event. You just had one this past Thursday, the first Thursday.
Right.
Talk about those.
Right. It's the first Thursday in every month. And, even that's amazing how the Lord brought that about. We started actually in my home, Women's Fellowship, and again, had no idea of any ministry, no desire to even do that. I was one of those people that enjoyed coming to church and sitting on the bench.
Right.
I enjoyed that. I didn't have to be up front. I would help wherever I needed to, to be, anything needed to be done, I was there to help. And I enjoyed just getting the word and going on about my business. And when the Lord started bringing the ministry part of it, I was like, Lord, what is this? This is not on my radar. I had now, because my father is a pastor, and mother was missionary. All my sisters were evangelists. And I was one of the people, I just came to church because I had to.
Right.
I had no passion for ministry. Seriously, that's not being honest.
Wow.
No passion for ministry. I went because I had to. And so as I really started getting toward the Lord, just the relationship that I started getting with the Lord, he started showing me what he wanted me to do. And so the women's ministry is the first part of it. And we started actually in my home and outgrew my house. And so every 6 months, it's amazing how even he gave me to do that, because every 6 months we change the day and the location. And so we started our new session started with the first Thursdays. We did Tuesday Night Live at the Doubletree for 6 months. And then now we're in about the fourth month of the first Thursdays. And we're at the Holiday Inn Central on Boulevard. And it's wonderful. Every first Thursday, we're there. This past week was just phenomenal. We did a vision board workshop. We came in early, about 6, to do a vision board workshop to show people how vision boards and dream boards really can help make their dreams come true, because you're seeing it in front of you. Right. And as you're praying and working toward it, you can actually see the things that you're working toward every day. And so the ladies are really excited about that. It was actually kind of funny because you have all these ladies, and a lot of people who come to our events are pastors and leaders and things like that.
Right.
And so you see all these people cutting and pasting. It had to be the cutest thing. And so everybody got really excited about that. And then afterwards, we went into our workshop, and we had a visitor that came in from Malaysia. And he was actually visiting, and he gave us words of encouragement. And then Apostle Ezron Jackson.
She tore the house down.
It was absolutely awesome. Her message was the dynamics of transition, and she used for the illustration Martha and Mary. And it was just, it was amazing. I had never, ever seen anyone break it down like she did.
Wow.
It was absolutely amazing. And so everyone was just truly blessed. And I'm actually still hearing praise reports from last week.
Yeah,
and
I've seen the buzz on Facebook. I have seen the buzz on Facebook. So you certainly.
That's what the Lord has been doing. It's been crazy. Like I said, we have a lot of people who come, just, it's non-denominational, so we have people from every faith, every culture, women, older women, it doesn't matter. And like I said, it wasn't intended to be a place for pastors and leaders and things like that, but that's who has gravitated to the event. And a lot of them just come and sit. They just say, I don't want to do anything. I just want to come and sit
and
be fed. And they are, and it has been a blessing. It really, really has. So we're encouraging anyone who's out listening, if you're not doing anything at your church, and on every first Thursday, we're at the Holiday Inn Central. And then in the new year, we'll be praying and asking the Lord, what day is the next day, and what phase are we going to the next phase? So it's been fun.
I have thoroughly enjoyed it. And certainly, listeners, you can go to www.harrietroberson.com and find out all the information you need. Those that are hanging out in the chat room, we say hello, and the web address is in the chat room. But again, www.harrietroberson.com. You can also check her out on Facebook. And so, Harriet, why is it so important to have, you think, sessions or times where women can come together and be inspired?
Well, you know, the thing that I've been seeing, and like I said, I didn't know even when I started, when the Lord, told me, this is what I want you to do, and I just went for it. I had no idea of what the future held. I had no idea if anyone would even come. My daughters were the first guest, and a few of my neighbors, you know, would come. And actually, one of the ladies who was there on Thursday night was one of the people who used to come to my house. And so it just, when I saw her, it made me think about that, wow, look how far we've come. But it was just a thing that women have so many things that we do. You know, we're in business. We're moms. We're wives. You know, we just have so many things that we're doing. And a lot of times we don't get a chance to have something just for us. And that's where the name actually came from, just for us. And so that's what we try to minister to, the needs of women. So we may talk about health issues. We may talk about business, just anything to empower the women to do better and in every aspect of their lives. So it's just important for us to realize that we have to take the time for ourselves, because no one's going to just pop us over the head and say, come on, girl, you need some time.
Right.
We have to learn to take the time for ourselves and not feel guilty about it. We found a lot of ladies feel guilty about taking that time, but you have to. I mean, this is once a month that you think that you may go to something on this line. Working out, that may be something just a few nights a week that you can get away just for you.
Right.
But you need some time alone, away from the kids, away from the husband, away from your job, away from the things of life, boyfriends, whatever's going on. And somewhere that you can go that's just for you. So like I said, I mean, if you come to Just For Us group, we love to have you. But we're just encouraging women just to take the time to do something for themselves. And so this is basically some of the things that we do to just, you know, give you a time that you can laugh, you can cry, you can fellowship, network. That's been amazing, too, just the networking part of it. And one of the ladies was announcing her upcoming conference.
Mm-hmm. And it was just funny that a lot of the ladies who were on her conference schedule, she met them at the event, at our event.
Oh.
And so and then another lady told me she had a conference in Atlanta, and somebody else that we know was actually at that conference speaking. And all that came from the networking and interaction that they've come to at our meetings. And so it's just a time of, like I said, you can fellowship, you can network.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just been really good because we are meeting the needs of, you know, what women want. And I just, you know, I hope that women who are listening, who are not only in the Richmond area, but
right.
in other areas, that God is tugging on your heart and God is saying, hey, I want you to start this. And you're feeling a little, you know, I know what God is saying, but, you know, we always have that butt, right?
Yeah, like, I'm not sure.
We have that butt and a deep breath. But God is tugging on your heart and God is saying that he wants you to do this. And just if we just step out on faith, because that's what it is, because you never know. We're going into the world of unknown.
Right.
So you never know. So we are stepping out on faith, and we're saying, okay, God, we know that you said to do this. Now show me how to do this.
Right.
And so you may not, you think, okay, I have to have all this money. I have to have this. I have to have that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, as we know that when there's a vision, God will
make,
you know, give us a
provision. There you go.
And
all
so
right.
Encouraging the people from women all over the world to step out on faith and, you know, you be the one to do this in your city. Don't wait for someone else. You be the
right.
one to start a fellowship. You be the one to start a gathering. It's something that will bless the other women and will bless you in turn for doing it.
All right, listeners, you are getting some nuggets today from Harriet Roberson. This is our sister girlfriend spotlight. So excited to have her. And welcome to all those that are just tuning in. Perhaps you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, right here on iShoutForJoy.com. So, Harriet,
yes.
you know, I have to talk about, you brought up the husbands and the boyfriends, and, you know, we do a lot
That's
of
right.
relationship shows on
That's
here.
Right. I love it. I love
what,
it.
What tips do you give when you and your husband do marriage workshops? What are some tips or things that you give to people to help them improve their marriage relationships?
Right. And you know what? I almost forgot. I guess there's this, I need to write everything down. So, you know, as I'm getting a little older, I need to write things down. But just wanted to even mention on this coming Thursday, we have our Just For Us Marriage Fellowship.
Oh,
and
great.
Every second Thursday, we're at the Trinity Family Life Center on Deal Road, and that's 3601 Deal Road. And it's every second Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. And it is we have free child care, which is great. So you can bring your – and they have a fit kids program. So once you bring your kids, they can get in there, they're exercising and having a great time for a couple hours while you and your spouse are being ministered to. And so, but some of the things that we always talk about is just the balance, how we really have to balance our marriage with the rest of our lives. Because so many times, again, we talk about us being busy and we have jobs and we have church obligations and, you know, school activities for the kids. And as, like, my son plays on several different teams and he's just a socially, a very socially active kid.
He has a full social calendar.
Yes, he has a full social calendar. And so, but we can't allow everything else in our lives to take away from what we originally started in the first place, which was our marriage. And so before all that came along, we had our marriage. And so we have to, we always try to make sure people know that we have to remember that the marriage comes first before all of that. And so if it takes dropping off some of the activities for your kids or dropping off even, and I hate to say it, pastors, please don't write Charvette or me, but if you have to turn down some of the church obligations, then
right.
you have to do what you have to do. Because so many times we're afraid to say no.
Right.
And so we take on that extra committee or the extra ministry at church that, you know, has nothing to do with your Christian life. You're not going to, you're not going to the other place if you say, no, I can't be over every minute.
Right.
Come on.
Right.
Now. And so, you know, sometimes we have to know to be realistic and to know that too much is too much. You know, when you see your marriage is falling apart and you're wondering, you don't spend any time together.
Mm.
You know, so you have to really balance your life to make sure that there's plenty of husband and wife time Even things I tell people, even little things like praying together, you know, when you get up in the morning, even if it's just a quick 5-minute prayer together, just something that you're bringing each other together, togetherness. My husband and I talk about just holding hands, little simple things like we may be watching TV and we'll reach over and hold each other's hands. And so little things like that just keeps closeness.
Isn't that sweet?
Really, and it's so amazing that, I mean, we're coming up on 30 years that we've been married, and we still enjoy it.
Wait, I have to give you a big round of applause.
Thank you.
30, and you all are a stunning couple, just very stately and regal looking. Congratulations.
And I have no trouble letting people know that it wasn't always like that. It took work to get there. I had some bumps along the way, you know. Thought we wouldn't make it along the way. But if you hang in there and you let God allow him to help you, you know, build your marriage. And that's the key, to allow him to help you, because he's not going to come in and fix your marriage. He's not going to do it. But he will help you do it. You know, faith without works is dead. We know that. And he will definitely help you if you want him to help. He will make those little times even more special to help you with your marriage. And so, you know, I think that's one of the main things, is to balance it, to try and spend as much time together. Date night is so important. I know people have been married for years and have not gone on a date without a kid, or, you know, they go out to eat with their kids there, or they're with other people. That's not a date. That's not a date. Exactly. They go to the movies. That's not a date to go to the movies, by the way. It's not a date, because you're going and somebody else is talking to you for 2 hours, and then you go home. That's not a date. You need to spend time together where you can talk and interact with each other. And so, but date night is so important.
Oh, great. And one of our listeners from the chat room, Walking in Power, says, amen. What a wonderful conversation regarding covenant relationships.
Oh, yes.
Great. Welcome to the chatters. And Davina, one of our faithful listeners, said amen as well.
Yes.
Oh, right. And
so true. So true. And you know what, even, you know, I don't know how much I can say on the air, but.
Oh, you can, you know, do
I
what
can
you
say
do
all?
You.
Okay.
Yeah.
Intimacy has to be, again, one of the most important things in marriage. And, you know, the women, of course, for us, we're not, you know, as bent on having that intimacy. But for the men, it's very important to them. So we have to, again, think about the balance. Of course, we know the emotionalism. We want emotionalism on our part. We want that emotional support. We want to be able to talk. We want him to listen to us. But then on his end, you know, being intimate. That part of the relationship is very important. And so people, again, they discount that because they're tired. You know, they're after dealing with the kids all day, dealing with church, dealing with family issues, financial issues. You're tired. You're extremely tired. And so when that time comes, you're like, oh, well, he should understand I'm tired. And so many marriages are dealing with even that aspect of no intimacy.
Wow.
You know, and so we have to, again, figure out how we can make all of this work. All of it has to work. And all of it's important.
All of it has to work. I like that from the VOE, Voice of Experience.
That's right. I always laugh and I tell the people at our events that I don't ever say no. Never say no, no matter how tired I am or whatever. I never say no, and he never says no to me on anything else. So it actually works.
So it works out. Now, my listeners that are men, you ought to be sending me and Harriet a offering right about now. I'm trying
to tell you,
this is y'all kind of preaching. Y'all need to be sending us some money, because
we are helping you guys out. And it makes your household so happy and peaceful. And you wouldn't think that, you know, something so that we're thinking is something so simple as that.
Right.
But, you know, whenever they're okay, because there's only a few things that they want anyway.
Right.
I mean, they want to make sure their kids are taken care of. They want to make sure their household is taken care of. They have food to eat, and they are taken care of in the bedroom. That's mostly what men want. Those few things, you know how we are. We have a whole list of everything.
We got a whole laundry list.
Yeah. But what I found is whenever I started taking care of his part of it all of my part was taken care of because all I had to do was just ask or suggest, and it was taken care of.
Wow.
And so, you know, and that's so funny that something so little, you know, that we think is so little is so big for them. And those are things that will make your household so happy. And so, like I said, he never says no to me on anything.
Isn't that great? Keys to the kingdom, I'm trying to tell you, and you are well taken care of.
It
is very clear that you are well taken care of. Oh, my goodness. I want to talk about your book as well, that you are an author.
Yes. It's actually it's waiting to be published right now. It's called Desperate Housewives, Saints, and Friends.
Oh, I like it. Wait a minute. Say that again. Say that again.
It's called Desperate Housewives, Saints, and Friends.
Oh.
And it came from, of course, we know the movie, the TV show Desperate Housewives, because
yes.
as I watched that show, there were always something that would happen on the show would be from somebody that I knew. I mean, I could actually look at that screen and see my girlfriends or sisters or people who were dealing with those same issues. And then what was something about it is that those people were in church. They were church people. It wasn't like everybody was sinners. These were church people dealing with a lot of the same issues. And so as I started researching, even getting more into the Word, the Lord started revealing to me not only that they were desperate people who were in the world, but they were desperate people in church. And then there were desperate people in the Bible, desperate women in the Bible,
wow.
who we can learn from. And so we've done a little bit of everything, just kind of a self-help. Very interesting illustrations from the Bible to show you how these desperate, what we can take from each of these desperate women in the Bible. And so it's great. It's actually a very, very good book. I was blessed even in my editing time. It seems like every time I was editing would be something that I was dealing with, and the book would bless me. As I was editing the book that the Lord gave me, everything that he gave me to write, I was actually getting blessed. And so when my daughter was also one of my editors, and as she was editing the book, she was coming back and she was like, wow, Mom, you know, you were so right when you said this and when you said that, and I need to change this in my life. And, you know, and it was just amazing that she was being blessed editing the book. And so we know it's going to be a blessing to the body of Christ. So we're excited. It's actually been ready for it's been ready for a while, and I was just waiting on the Lord to allow me to release it.
OMG. OMG, we got to have you back for an author spotlight on that book.
Yeah, waiting
that.
On his time.
Yeah.
Not my time, his time.
Well, whenever it's the right time, we definitely got to have you back to talk about that.
Love
I'm telling you, our time just flew by. How can people contact you if they want more information about the First Thursday, just for you, just for us, and your marriage workshop? How can they contact you?
Well, you know what? They can just go to my website, www.harrietroberson.com. They can also reach out to me on Facebook and on MySpace, you know, all those good ones. If you're reaching out to me on Facebook, make sure you send me a note and say you heard me on Charvette Show, because that way that'll stand out, because I'm off to my friends. So.
Oh, yeah, so you're almost at your limit, yeah.
Yeah, I'm actually over it, but I keep deleting so I can add more people.
Okay. I feel you.
I have so much on there. I have a lot of stuff that's on there. So I keep on going, kind of going through to delete some of the things so I can put more people on my main page. Because I have a second page, but it's not as fun as the main page. So just to reach out to me on there and send me a little note.
Great. Well, Harriet, I'm glad we had a chance to talk, and we'll definitely have you back on the show and just many more blessings.
I can't wait to have you come and speak to my group, too. We're scheduling for next year. So
I want you to come and speak
to the group.
Oh, I'd love to. It would be my honor.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining the show.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. All right, listeners. Oh, boy, that is going to wrap up another edition of the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. You know we love to bring you phenomenal shows and wonderful guests every single week. We start at the top of the hour out with one of our segments called Influential Women in Ministry. We have the privilege and the high honor to speak with Lady Wasiola Evans. So excited that we had the opportunity to talk to her and spotlight her. And then we followed up with our sister girlfriend spotlight of the week with Harriet Roberson. Check her out online at www.harrietroberson.com. I'm telling you, married people, men, women, you all got some good nuggets tonight. I'm telling you. And men, you know, you can just send that check. You can send it by PayPal. You can send me an email. you know, to let me know how you want to send me my check since we helped you all out tonight. Listen, it's been my pleasure. Until next week, I'll see you later.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you've been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Catch Charvette Mitchell every Tuesday at 6 p.m. interviewing all the stars you want to hear from. So until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. This is the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.